Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Newell will be back on Wednesday. I'm Dave Cohen. I'll be with you until then. And man, oh man, are we going to have some fun today talking about your LSU Tigers.
Two outs, the 2-2. And a swing and a miss. Another breaking ball. And Anthony Ianson starts game two, striking out the side for West Virginia. Three up, three down, all by strikeout.
And that's how it would start. And my goodness, what an amazing super regional Sunday night in Baton Rouge as the Tigers go on to victory in grand fashion and once again are going to the College World Series.
West stands in, righty on lefty matchup, nobody on, two outs, bottom of the ninth, 12-5, Tigers lead, the 0-2, swing and a miss, struck him out, Tigers win, Tigers win, head north, young man, you're going to Omaha.
Yes, and so is Chris Blair, the voice of your LSU Tigers, and he joins us live here on WWL after, I gotta imagine, not a whole lot of sleep, Chris.
No, pretty hard to get the eyes closed last night because, again, it's just one of those moments. I mean, what an atmosphere. The box, again, pushed back a couple hours, in fact, almost 3 hours to basically an 8 p.m. start again, which has kind of been the postseason rule, for whatever reason for the Tigers. But, man.
Yeah,
it was exciting.
Do we still not know why the game was delayed? Do we have any definitive answer as to what weather it was that delayed the start of that game?
Yeah, the NCAA has a rule, and I understand it relatively recent that when there's a threat of weather, and of course.
All right, we're having trouble with Chris's phones. What we'll do is we'll take a quick break. We'll try to get a better connection with Chris Blair because we want you to hear what the voice of the Tiger has to say. And we'll be back after this to talk more about that game and how exciting it is. Preview the matchup of LSU and Arkansas in Omaha to open the College World Series. Looks like Saturday night at 6 p.m. We'll confirm that for you. And we'll also address, should we be worried about how many runs LSU gave up, even though they won both games. They gave up a lot of hits and a lot of runs. We'll talk to Chris Blair about that with a better connection after this on WWL.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
2-1, rip down the line. Fair ball into right. Takes a huge bounce into the corner off the wall. That'll score Stanfield. That'll bring in Curiel. They wave Fry in. He will score. A base-clearing double for Stephen Milam. RBI 52, 53, and 54. And it is a 4-0 LSU lead, and this place is lit.
Wow. Monster Milam on fire in the postseason. The voice of the Tigers, Chris Blair, with us here on WWL. It sounded like you were having a whole lot of fun.
Hey, Dave. First of all, sorry about that bad connection. Hope it's better now.
Yeah, we're good.
Yes. We had a great time. I mean, it's been a great NCAA postseason thus far, and obviously it doesn't get any better than making it for the 20th time for LSU to the College World Series. I wanted to go back and answer your first question because we learned something here in the NCAA postseason. Yes, the reason, according to the NCAA site rep, is that they want to clear a 2-hour, 15-minute window before they start a game. That's an NCAA rule. That's got nothing to do with Jay Johnson. It's got nothing to do with Coach Saban's at West Virginia. It's got to do with
what does that mean? Clear a window?
No chance of rain. I mean, virtually no chance of rain, lightning, and the like. So again, with the threat of weather in and around the stadium, which again within anywhere from 8 miles to 12 miles, when they're getting lightning strikes, when they say a potential for radar bringing stuff in, they want a 2-hour, 15-minute clear window to get a game started. So, yeah, it's frustrating. I know it is for fans who were there ready to go for a 5 o'clock start. But there wasn't anything anybody could do. The NCAA, it's their show. It's their tournament. Basically, they own Alec Box Stadium when they go to postseason.
The rules change in the postseason. All right. Well, good to know. And hopefully we'll have to worry about that year after year. And now we know for the future. You know, again, though, it was such a pleasure listening to you and the LSU Sports Radio Network team because the TV guys are like, oh, I can't believe 13,000 fans came back after a 3-hour delay. It's LSU. It's Alex Box Stadium. It's the Super Regionals. Of course they came back, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of what we expected. I mean, I think you and I talked about it in the past. I mean, you look at the number of games this season that have been pushed back due to weather and how many games, big important games, did LSU finish well past the midnight hour. And Tiger fans are there. And I've said it 1,000 times. There's just not that many places that are going to do that for a college baseball game. And I understand it's postseason. I understand that a trip to Omaha was on the line, but it's still what makes LSU baseball special. And I know Coach Johnson mentioned it last weekend, going into Monday with the regional championship against Arkansas Little Rock. And then he mentioned again yesterday, as well as the day before. It's just different. I mean, it's just different. LSU baseball is different. Alec Box Stadium is different. And, it's always a thrill to get to be a part of it and experience it. And we did again last night. Good for LSU.
Absolutely. And you and I spoke after the SEC tournament and going into regional play about the real concern at the time was, would the bats come alive? Would they wake up at the plate? And would LSU get the offensive output that they would need to make it to Omaha? And there's no doubt, through the regional and the super regional, they had no problem scoring runs when they needed them.
No, it really didn't. And that's got to make you feel pretty good heading into the College World Series. I mean, when you get to the postseason, I mean, everybody that's in the postseason – is a good team, very good team. And more importantly, they're all playing very good at the right time. I don't care who it is, whether you want to pick Arkansas, LSU, Murray State, who's got a chance to get it done tonight against Duke. You're playing teams that are playing well. So you want to have that momentum carrying you forward as you go through each contest. And I think that's a good thing for LSU. Now, as you get deeper, obviously now with one of the Final Eight headed to Omaha, you know, things are going to get a little more difficult because the pitching is going to be much better. You're not going to get, you know, 8, 9, 10, 12, 13 free passes to put people aboard and wait for that clutch hit. Now you're going to really have to be able to see the ball well, hit the ball well in an expansive baseball park. The good news is you want momentum. Nothing more dangerous in college baseball this time of the year than a team that really starts to hit its stride. So hopefully you look at these two games in a super regional against a very good West Virginia team, Dave. Yeah, you had Cade Anderson and you had Anthony Ianson. I think both of those young men, Cade certainly said it after Friday night's game, wasn't their best performance. Now, at 85%, Cade Anderson and Anthony Ianson, I think most teams in the country would take, you know, every day of the week and twice on Sunday. And the fact that you got really good performances out of your bullpen and the fact that you had an offense that really took advantage of those opportunities and put the bat on the ball makes you feel pretty good because that's what you're going to need. I don't think you're going to get 13 free passes against Arkansas. It'd be great if they do. We'll take it. I just don't think that's what you're going to see. So you've got to have the momentum. You've got to have confidence swinging. And when you look at guys like Steven Milam, who we just played a moment ago, I mean, he's turned it on for the postseason. He struggled this season, obviously, at the plate. But when you're getting production out of him and Luis Hernandez and Chris Stanfield and Ethan Frye and, of course, Derek Curiel, I mean, suddenly you start to feel pretty good about what you're doing offensively this time of year.
And that is the positive heading into Omaha. You touched on it, but I want to talk a little bit more in depth about it, that Anderson and Ianson, the two aces, and really throughout the staff, it was a little uncharacteristic. You look over the last, really, four games, giving up 10 runs, 6 runs, 9 runs, 5 runs. That's a lot of runs for this LSU team to give up based on what they did during the season. Are you at all concerned that even while they scored 10, 16, 12 runs in the last three games, that they gave up that many runs?
Yeah, I mean, I think so. I think Jay Johnson has said it numerous times. Hey, look, the key to this game is don't give up runs and score runs. And I know that sounds simple, but that's kind of the mission. And that'll be the mission moving forward starting later this week at Charles Schwab Field. But I wouldn't say that I'm overly concerned just simply because I you've heard me say it, peaks and valleys. And there's been way more peaks, both from a pitching staff and offensively, than there have been valleys for this team. And when you've won 47 games, I mean, you're doing a couple of things right at the very least. And, you know, I've said it, when LSU has struggled throughout the season, you know, we always seem to be caught in the moment that, wow, what happened to us? We didn't do much at Auburn. What happened to us in that first game against South Carolina? What happened against Ole Miss when we couldn't score and get guys on and got shut out for the first time since 2022? Yeah, those are all concerning moments. But again, you got to look at the body of work over the whole season. And, you know, when I look at this field that is making their way to the College World Series, I mean, I have to imagine that most people taking a look at it who follow this sport realize that LSU is a team that is not one you want to run into, whether you're Arkansas, whether you're UCLA, whether you end up being Murray State. And I think you can make an argument for a number of teams, but I don't think there's people worried about LSU somehow has lucked its way into the College World Series because they got good pitching over a couple of days. And again, Jay Johnson's the first to be very clear and honest about what he's got in a pitching staff. I've been around him long enough to know. And he's been telling me and anybody else who will listen really over the last month plus that he feels like his pitching staff can go up there, win games, and get them deep into this tournament.
And at Alex Box Stadium, you have such an amazing – and they only lost, what, 6 games all season and postseason at the Box? Amazing. And there's so many reasons for that. They really love playing there. And they go to Omaha now where things are going to be different. You know, you look at just this weekend. Oh, my God, the weather. It was stupid hot. I mean, both Saturday – even Sunday. When you guys started that game last night, I looked – the feels like in Baton Rouge was still 96 at 8 p.m. last night. So the heat was a factor. The humidity clearly a factor. By the way, in West Virginia, the feels like was 69 at the start of the game. So you could see it was taking more of a toll on their guys than ours. So you go now to Omaha, where temperatures are probably going to be in the 70s, low 80s during game times. Not a whole lot of humidity, not a factor there. And you don't have 13,000 LSU fans, but you were there just a couple seasons ago, and there are going to be a whole lot of Tiger fans there, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's the good thing. I mean, we kind of talked about it during the broadcast last night, Dave, that, again, LSU offensively has been much better at home. You can start with home runs. I think, you know, at one point, once we started postseason play, don't quote me on this, but it was somewhere in the neighborhood of close to 70% of their home runs, which now they have over 100, have come at home. And in years past, even the great teams, I mean, it's uncanny how many times that LSU, regardless of how many home runs they hit, it was almost 50-50 home and on the road. Wasn't the case this year. So, yeah, you look at that, but I go to the point you just made at the end, which is, can you imagine what Charles Schwab's going to look like when LSU and Arkansas get together? Because the Razorbacks are going to travel. LSU is going to travel to Omaha. That's just part of the deal. It's going to feel like close to a home game. And then after that, if they're able to battle and take on these other teams, they're going to have a clear crowd advantage to not only affect the way they play, but affect the way their opponent plays. It's an expansive park. It's talked about every year. A lot of real estate to cover in the outfield. It's not a bandbox. You got to get into one to get it out of that park. But LSU has done that. Again, I hope, and I'm pretty sure Jay Johnson is saying, hey, guys, we got to worry about the bases and the length from home to first and around the bag and from home plate to the pitcher's mound. And that's the same as it is here at Alec Box. So I understand the concern because we have noticed that there's been a much more of an offensive production at home. But, hey, these guys put in the work. I heard Ethan Fry say it earlier this week. They put in the work all season long to now enjoy playing the game of baseball. School's behind them. It is baseball 24/7 now, and they've got a chance to go live out their childhood dreams playing for the Tigers for a College World Series to vie for a possible 8th national championship. I think they'll be ready to go, and I don't think the park's going to have anything to do with it. They're going to take on very good teams. They got to find a way to beat these very good teams.
Yeah, and if Milam can keep hitting base-clearing doubles, who needs home runs? I mean, last night he had, what, a 3-RBI double and then a 2-RBI double? That'll do just fine, huh?
Yeah, he has really, I mean, turned it on, as I said a moment ago. And you remember he was a big reason that LSU made that run to a regional last season. I mean, what he did in Hoover in the SEC tournament to get him to the championship game, what he did in Chapel Hill to give them an opportunity, winning a couple of games single-handedly with swings of the bat. And as I said, I mean, obviously he has been a mainstay at shortstop, and he's one of the best in the country defensively. So I don't care if he bats 0-0-0. You want him on the field. But now to get what we know he's capable of doing and seeing the ball well, hitting the ball well, and driving the baseball. I mean, those two hits that you mentioned, both down the right field line, were two of the hardest balls hit last night. So that again, just makes, I think, you feel a little bit better about LSU making their way to Omaha, considering that they're starting to eliminate those big gaping holes in the order as far as the other team's concerned.
And Jay Johnson mixing up the lineup so effectively. It's like it's just beautiful science playing itself out in front of us as he moves guys around in that lineup, and suddenly they roar back to life. And whatever he is doing, it seems to all be working right now.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, and I've said it for a number of years, having spent enough time around him, both at the ballpark and both on campus and in his office. I mean, this guy is relentless. There's nobody that outworks him. And that was one of the things that even Ben McDonald told me, you know, before the press conference when Jay was introduced as the head coach, that the word on the street was nobody outworks him. And he spends every waking moment trying to make LSU baseball better. And, you know, the moves he made, the buttons he pushed, the levers he pulled to get the offense kind of kick-started. I mean, you look at that lineup for Friday night, and that looked like unlike anything we had seen all season based on where people were in the order. You move Curiel down to the seven hole, and again, he produces. You get Jared Jones kind of going a little bit after a tough start to postseason play as you move him down in the order. And then you come back on Saturday because you're taking on, or I should say on Sunday, you're taking on a right-hander to start who was giving up right around 300 to left-hander hitters. And all of a sudden you see a bevy of left-handers in that order. And again, we saw the result of that. I have learned coaches take all the praise, and of course they take a lot more blame than they deserve. But when it comes to LSU baseball, my advice would be the same thing I do, which is NJ we trust.
Amen, amen, amen. Kind of disappointing that LSU and Arkansas are meeting in their first game for each team. I was hoping that maybe we'd have a better lineup so that we could see possibly an all-SEC championship. I don't know. Either way, I guess it doesn't really matter, but that's just kind of the way it worked out, especially with all the other SEC teams that got booted in regional and super regional play.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about it on the air last night. I mean, there's a school of thought that says, hey, I think LSU and Arkansas, based on who they played this season, based on their wins and losses, I got to believe they're the two favorites. And I, again, not just from LSU fans, not just from Arkansas fans. I think people who pay attention to the sport would tell you that.
Odds makers agree as well. They've got them kind of even right now to win the whole thing.
So the school of thought is, would you rather go play the other team that poses the biggest threat right out of the gate and try to put them in the loser's bracket and stay on that winner's bracket to keep your pitching staff in great shape in the event that you do meet up later? Or do you want to wait till you've got a couple of wins down the road and then have the big heavyweight battle? I don't know which one's right, but it is what it is. And, you know, LSU had success earlier this year, albeit now seems like a lifetime ago, against this Arkansas team. So I don't know which way you want to lean, but I know it is going to be an exciting atmosphere to kick off the at least the first round of play in Omaha when it's the Hogs and the Tigers.
Yeah, and I know it's not officially on the schedule yet, but we're hearing Saturday at 6 p.m. is the most likely time when these two teams are going to square off. What do we know about this Arkansas team? Already played them this season, obviously. What are the strengths and the weaknesses that LSU needs to worry about and can capitalize on?
Well, it starts with the two Aloy brothers. I mean, Bahiva Aloy and Sky Aloy are just sensational. I mean, they were kind of built almost as if they were built in a baseball lab. And they both play extremely well, especially on the offensive side. They got plenty of power, as they typically do, for the Razorbacks. And, you know, one of the things that I remember most about the series in Baton Rouge was time after time after time, Dave Van Horn was able to call on arms coming out of the bullpen that had 20 appearances, 6 appearances, 5 appearances, and they all seemed to throw 95 or harder. That's one of the things Dave Van Horn is known for, is he's got plenty of arms. Now, there's a thought in college baseball, again, that you've got really good pitchers in college baseball, and you got really good throwers. And sometimes when you can heave it up there at 98, 99, 100, can you find the plate? And that's kind of what Arkansas ran into in the series against LSU, is they had guys who could throw hard. They just weren't throwing precisely, let's say. But there's not a lack of talent. I mean, Dave Van Horn doesn't win 40-plus games a year with luck. He's got really good players. So it's going to be a heavyweight bout, make no mistake about it. And, again, I like the Tigers' odds. I like the fact that you've got a number of players, including Josh Pearson, who got a standing ovation in his final at-bat as a Tiger last night, who is beloved, but he knows what it takes to win in Omaha. Jared Jones was on that team. He knows what it takes to win in Omaha. So there's – Jay not only is coaching with his experience of playing at this on this stage, he's got some guys that decided to stay around another year because they felt like they could make a run, and here we are. With the Tigers heading north in a couple of days.
For those who aren't familiar with the format, and it is, you kind of have to follow the bouncing ball, because from the SEC tournament to regionals to super regionals, we keep getting these different formats. How does it work in Omaha with the 8 teams that are advancing to the College World Series?
Well, as I said earlier, I mean, you'll pit each of them together. If you can stay in the winner's bracket, you've got a much easier road. Of course, LSU in 2023, dropped into that loser's bracket and then had how many incredible nail-biting games to get their way back to that championship series. But, you know, you can do it both ways. Obviously, it can be done both ways. But, you ask coaches, they will constantly tell you, to make that nearly two-week gauntlet, it'd be great to have eight reliable arms. That's hard to do in this day and age. You can do it with six. You can do it with five. There's LSU teams who have done it with maybe two or three guys. But it helps if you can stay in that winner's bracket because it doesn't tax your starters. It doesn't tax your bullpen. You don't have to find that miraculous guy who maybe has struggled all season to come in and give you an incredible performance, which, again, LSU was able to get a couple of those in 2023. Just win, baby. I mean, that's an old cliche that goes back to cover all sports. But if you just win, you can certainly make it a much more navigatable route to get to that championship series.
So it's double elimination. As long as you don't lose two games, you are in the College World Series until you lose that second game. And as long as you're winning, if you come out with a win, you're playing the other winners. And that's how the winner's bracket and the loser's bracket work out, huh?
Yep, that's it, man. Double elimination. And Tigers have had their backs to the wall a number of times when they've gotten there, but they've been able to fight their way through it. And, again, I'm sure, just like every other LSU fan on the planet, we'd love to just go up there, stay in the winner's bracket, and get to that championship series and win two out of three.
Talking with the voice of the Tigers, Chris Blair. Someone texts in and says, the Jell-O shot count has already started at Rocco's and LSU is in the lead. Amazing how certain things captivate people over time. And people remember from 2023 the Jell-O shot count that apparently people go to this Rocco's bar. And I don't know if you even got a chance to go during your time up there in Omaha. And you buy Jell-O shots and you tell them which team they're for. And they keep this count going about which team has the most Jell-O shots. If anything, it maybe gives you an idea of who's got the most fans up there. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I think it does, and without question, LSU in 2023 not only won the challenge and set an incredible record, they did have the most fans in Omaha, and I think they got a shot once again this year to do that. And the funny story is, and I've told this before, I didn't know where the place was. I didn't really know the name of it, but it happens to be right beside the stadium. And our hotel in 23 was the closest to the stadium. And the first day, you know, we got there 2 days before we played. I just got up and said, hey, let's go walk around, find something to eat. So, hey, pizza place, I got Italian, maybe get a salad. I'll go into this place. And I went in, and it was already packed to the gills. Again, the Tigers weren't playing for 2 days, and it was nothing but LSU fans. And I just had to go to the bar to get something to eat and, of course, had LSU gear on. The nice young lady turned around and said, how many shots do you want? And I said, whoa, wait a minute. That's a little presumptive. I just want a salad and a glass of water. But I didn't know that I was in the notorious or famous Rocco's. I've been watching them the last couple of weeks. Nobody more excited than LSU fans than the owners of Rocco's.
They really want LSU to make it to the College World Series every year because they're going to get a bigger payday because LSU fans really like to go to Rocco's and apparently really like their Jell-O shots. Chris Blair, the voice of the Tigers. Well, you'll get to make that trip again up to Omaha. Hopefully you have to camp out there for quite a while, and we're talking to you after the Tigers win another College World Series. Never easy, but man, optimism level very high right now. Anything else you want to share, Chris, before we let you go?
No, again, Dave, thanks for having me on. It's always a thrill to be on WWL, as I've said a thousand times. But sorry for the bad start.
Oh, no, not your fault.
Thanks for the patience, and without question, getting ready to go pack, and I'm packing for 2 weeks to go north.
Amen. Chris Blair, the voice of the Tigers here on WWL. We look forward to hearing you with the Tigers all along the way and hopefully to that championship and then coming home with another College World Series title. Thank you, Chris.
You got it.
Chris Blair here on WWL.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.